Welcome to the Subscribe to Change recording of the online ACMC Revisited training, teaching you the art of meta-coaching. Hi, everyone. So it's time for another ACMC Revisited call, and as usual, we're going to go over some questions that you may have, and then we're going to go into a coaching session. So I'm curious what kind of questions you have. So you can press 1 on your keypad to let me know that I need to open your mic. Kristen?
Hi, Pumpkin.
Hi.
Last session, when you talked about managing the know-nothing state, you asked the question when we were talking about how to separate what is mine and what is the other person's, and you asked this question. So how do you know that it's not yours? For instance, if I take a shoe or a car in the street, and I have been struggling with this question ever since, I ask myself, so well, Christian, how do I know that this is not my car?
So we know how to distinguish that, don't we?
Yeah, but it actually made my brain work. So I still am not able to just answer myself, because of course I know because I didn't buy for the car, I have never ridden that car. So but still, I'm working on that.
Yes. So and also when I asked that question, and I kind of mixed it up there, but you can do it with both. So how do you know that something is, you know, that, okay, this is mine and that's not mine. So separating that out is really critical. And then you also have, okay, this is me and that's not me. So that distinction is a slightly different distinction. And when I ask that question, how do you know that it's not yours? You need to kind of like, it really is about like, where do you feel in your body that something is not yours? What, you know, what indicates that? Or is that something that you say to yourself? And it might be easier to start, okay, how do you know that something is yours?
Yeah.
And then kind of like, okay, so that's not mine. Where do I feel that in my body? How do I know? How does my body let me know that that's not mine?
Yeah. It's about, in the body.
Yeah, so that's what, the purpose of that question is for you to feel it in your body, for you to get into that state.
Okay. But in my case, I think it has a lot to do about the thinking, how, and maybe going to what do I think about this, and then go into the state and feel it in the body. When I do this thinking, how do I feel it?
Yeah, so those answers to that question.
Yeah.
So, how do you know that your neighbor's car is not yours?
Yeah.
What lets you know? Like maybe maybe because they have the keys and they have paid for it. Okay, mm-hmm. So because do you know that it's theirs and not yours?
No. I know it's not mine, but I don't know who it is. Who it belongs to, but I know it's not mine.
Okay. So where do you feel that in your body? That sense of like, okay, this is not mine.
This is not mine. This is not mine. This is not mine. I think I feel it in my face and in my breathing.
Okay.
No, it's not much. Yeah.
Yeah. So taking that into your coaching genius state.
Yeah.
This is not mine.
Yeah.
What difference does that make for you?
It makes I think it will make a great difference. So I'll actually go hunting really for this feeling and go through this and really notice where in my body and then apply it. But no one knows what to do for.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last part that you said.
No, it's your answer. No, helps me to really work on this afterwards. Going through this in my mind and also recognizing where in my body is this this mind. And now I understand how to work on it. So it helps a lot. This answer. Thank you, Pamka.
Okay, you're very welcome, Kristen.
Yes.
Okay. So any other questions? Okay, so that means that we can go into a coaching session, and what we're going to do is do one coaching session in the group, and then we'll split up. We've got four people on the call, so we'll split up after that into groups of two to do another coaching session. So who would like to coach today in the group? Okay, so Birgitta, I see that you... put your hand up.
Yes, I just wanted to tell that I'm just waiting for a call that will take me away from this call.
Okay, not a problem.
But I don't know exactly when that call will come, so I think I will just stay here until I will be called out.
Okay, not a problem. Then that means that we can just do the two coachings in the group. As one. So thank you for that, Birgitta. So Larissa, you put your hand up.
Hi.
Hi. So you would
yes,
like
I
to coach?
Would like... Yes, I do.
Okay. And I see Kristen has also put her hand up. So Larissa, now we need someone to coach. So who would like to be coached? So I'm guessing Birgitta is not going to be coached, but Kristen or Dirk, would you like to be coached? Okay, Dirk?
Yes.
Hi, so you're okay to be coached, Dirk?
Yes, I have. I have something. It's not a major issue, but I have something to be coached on. I'm fine.
Okay, great. That sounds good. So so Larissa and Dirk, your mics are open. I will mute myself and we'll do 20 minutes. And Larissa, the floor is all yours.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Dirk.
Hello, Larissa. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Do I pronounce your name correct, Dirk?
That is excellent.
Yes, thank you. So we are going to have a coaching session. It's 20 minutes. English is not my native language, so if you don't understand my questions, just ask me. And Femke maybe will interrupt us. In our coaching session. So I would like to ask you, what you want to work with today?
I'm thinking what to call it. I think it is Sure, it doesn't sound right in my head, but let me say it. It's the fear of success.
Is it fear of success?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and how you know that you have fear of success?
The latest example of that is that I'm actually launching in my company team coaching, and it is really taking off to the extent that I don't think I have the capacity to handle all the requests. So I have another general manager that wants to talk to me about it on Thursday. And I'm really looking forward to that because I don't know whether I can actually deal with more. And if general managers contact me, it's usually not just a single team, it's the whole department. Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether I want more. I think I've got enough.
Okay, the connection was not very good. If I understand correct, that you thought that you don't want more of coaching.
It's something that I'm still working on in terms of this program. It's not really fully tested, but it's already accepted so well that there's just too much of a demand for it. So I want to do it, but I don't want to be in the limelight this quickly. I want a bit more time to really settle down in terms of what I do, because what now happens is that there's just way too much people asking me to do it for them as well.
Okay. So that you said now that you don't want to do this too soon, and the people ask you to do this, but you don't want to do this because you want to wait. Is that correct?
I think that is a good way of putting it. But I don't. You see, this is what makes it difficult for me. There's an opportunity now. This is what I'm actually going for. So the question is, how long do I actually want to wait?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then okay, I don't think I really want to wait. I don't really want to wait.
Okay, so you think that you have a fear of success, and on the other side, you really don't want to wait.
That is correct.
So what do you think about that when you hear that you said that?
I'm wondering whether I've labeled this issue correctly. I wonder whether it's really fear of success.
Okay. If it's not fear of success, what it could be then?
See, that's what's puzzling. I'm not so sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then, when we are talking here about success, what is success for you?
It actually has many components, but in this specific instance, it's to really make a difference in terms of how the teams that I deal with operate, not just in terms of dynamics, but also in terms of their performance. So for me, success in this regard is that there's a real change in terms of the effectiveness and the efficiency in the teams.
So you said it about how you operating and performance, effectiveness. Is it correct?
It's my measurement here is not so much in terms of what I do, but what the team eventually does. That for me is the measure of success.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
that's one of the things now. Yeah. I'm interrupting you, but this is something that I haven't realized, that the teams that I'm busy with, I don't think that I've seen the change in them that I really want to see. So I'm not so sure that the program is really delivering what it should. And maybe that's what makes me more cautious at this stage.
Okay. So you say that you don't see the changes that you want to see in the people.
That is, and as I say that, I'm beginning to wonder whether I should expect that much so soon. But I think that's really so. It's in a way, I think I'm doubting the product.
Okay. I'm wondering here, is it about your expectation?
That's a good question. I probably have to resolve for myself what I'm really expecting, because as I was saying that I'm not seeing the results that I was hoping for, it is not yet in the teams where I'm at. It's not yet at the stage where I should see those results. It's really preliminary almost, but that's one of the things that maybe I have to relook and see how I can get portions of the results to come earlier.
Dirk, Larissa, she fell off the call.
Okay.
I was like writing it down as a very long silence, but she actually dropped off the call.
I was about to ask, are you there?
I was looking down at my sheet, and then I'm like, okay, this is taking a little bit too long. So, but I'm sure she'll be back soon.
That's fine, I'll wait.
Hi, Larissa. Larissa? Okay, Larissa, we can't hear you. So, Larissa, maybe you can dial in again because we are unable to hear you. Meantime, Christian, did you have a question? I saw your hand. You put your hand up.
Oh, yes. No, just to make on the level 3.5, I noticed a silence. It's a joke.
High five. I'm going to mark that down, Christian.
Okay.
Okay, so Derek, we're still waiting. That just gives you a lot of time to process and reflect and figure out what you really want.
I have a meta program that doesn't make this easy.
Which one is that?
Oh, I love mismatching. So I could keep myself busy for a long time and get nowhere.
Okay. Larissa, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. So I'll put it back on I'll put it back on 10 minutes, so we lost a few minutes. So
okay,
continue on.
Yes, thank you. So Dirk, I would like are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks.
Yes, yes. I just curious. We started to talk about your fear of success, and then we talk about how you operate your performance or effectiveness, and then we talked about the result and maybe your expectation result that you want to see. So I want to ask you what you want to do on this session that it would help you to find it out.
While you were away, I actually thought a bit about the discussion, and if I have to summarize it for myself now, it is almost saying that what I want is a different belief in terms of new requests, so that I don't think that what I do should be perfect, but I really see all of this as part of a process.
Okay. So, do you have these beliefs already, or you want to find this belief?
As I said it, I think I have a sort of an idea what it is, but I would want to formulate it more specifically.
Okay. And why is it important for you?
Pardon?
Why it's important for you to have another belief?
What it would do is it would make it for me easier to just engage people about this, because at this stage I'm almost too scared to talk to people about it, because I'm worried that they would say to me, like a number of people said to me recently, but then we also want some of that. So it would make me much more relaxed in terms of that. It would help me to explore what it means, and would even, I think, help me to be more open in the groups where I'm already busy to get appropriate feedback.
Okay. So it will help you to talk with the people and to be more open with them. Yeah.
Yes, it would.
So do you know in which kind of situation do you need this belief?
It's really when there's an opportunity to, and I'm going to use the word sell, because I'm not really selling internally, but for the sake of the discussion, when there's an opportunity to sell more of what I'm doing. I think that's when I need this belief that, I mean, I should also be able to say to people that I just haven't got more capacity, and maybe that's part of what I need to develop. So it's more than one thing.
Okay. So it's more than one thing that you can use in your developing and to sell. Your coaching session, so it's a different situation that you can use it.
I think the situations where I really want to use it is in situations where there's an opportunity to actually, and I'm going to use the word sell, where I've got the opportunity to sell more of this specific program, and there I need to be able to sell and keep the orders on a order book if I can't immediately deliver, and tell myself that I mean, even though I haven't fully tested everything, that what I do see is actually already making sense, and it's not for me to say, it's that people actually experience something in the sessions at least.
Okay. So if I understand correct, this is about that you are selling your sessions with people and they can experience the thing that you can sell them, and you be open to these people. And this sounds that it's very important for you.
It is, because it's currently holding me back. I'm intentionally holding back on what I can do and how much I can talk about it, because I tell myself that I won't be able to handle all this. I tell myself that I might not be ready to actually accept all the requests, because the product might not actually be as good as it looks. And that's what's holding me back currently. And if I don't have that, I think ultimately it's really not even about any of these things. It's just more freedom on myself.
Okay. Yes, you said that you will have freedom on yourself if you have the new belief.
I think that's what really would be great, because it means that I wouldn't have to think so much about each and every possible opportunity. And
okay.
I think that's what I said earlier, yeah. Just go with the flow almost.
Okay. So you will get more opportunities and flow. Yes. And I heard that you said the belief that hold you back was that you can't handle it, and the product is not good enough. What do you think about having this belief that holding you back?
I think both beliefs might have some truth in them, but they are really not. They're really not that important that it should hold me back. I mean, any product can improve, and it's possible that I will soon reach a limit in terms of what I can do. I think those things are currently probably that true, but they are more excuses, I think.
Okay, it's more excuses.
Yeah.
Two more minutes. Yeah, thank you. Okay, and do you know what you need to do to have to be quit of this belief that's holding you back and have a new belief?
I haven't got a recipe for it, but. I think I have some better insight now than before we started this discussion. So I think I'm just going to push ahead and see what happens, because that and see what I can count that's already happened.
Okay. So that you can just see what had happened when you found a new belief.
Pardon?
Can you say once more time what did you say now?
I think when you asked me whether I know what to do now, I said not that I've got steps to actually follow, but for me it's almost as if I must just continue and acknowledge those things that are already happening that is good, and build on that, and just be pragmatic about it, and not actually try and think too much into the future in terms of where what will happen, and and learn from the experience, because that's the, I think that's the best thing to do.
Okay. It sounds that you have found a new strategy for the future and how you can use your knowledges and experience.
Yes, it is. I think you're very right in terms of that.
Yes. What do you think about that?
It's not something new. I mean, that's very much how I operate. But I think that it means that if I fall back on that, that what I called initially the fear, I think there will be less of it. It might actually, I don't want to go away total, but there will be less of it, and that will be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Time is up.
Yes. Thank you, Dirk, very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Larissa.
Yes.
Did you enjoy that?
Yes, I enjoyed that very much, yes.
How did you feel it went?
It was a little bit different because I felt myself here and now, and I was very focused on the process. I tried to be with the process and listening. I didn't follow the copy, but I think I enjoyed the process and I was really interested in what's going on.
Okay.
So
very good.
To hear what did you hear and what I didn't hear.
Okay, well, I heard a lot, so I'll share with you what I heard and then also what would take your skills to the next level. So let's start with supporting. At a level 3, I noticed that you consistently did your acknowledgments. You set 3 frames in the beginning. In terms of acknowledgments, I think with regards to acknowledgments, what would take those to the next level for you is to really repeat what Dirk has said. So I noticed that you take like some words.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm getting is that you pick up everything. You know, you pick up the information because later on when you dropped off the call and you came back and you know, then you did an acknowledgement. Okay, so we've talked about this, we've talked about this, so we've talked about this. So you hear what is being talked about. I would like you to use fuller sentences for the acknowledgement because you're feeding it back to Dirk what he has said so that he can create awarenesses. So that would be, I think, what would take it to the next level for you. I noticed that you did a summary. So you asked, is this about expectations? So you made a point. After Dirk had said a few things, and then you asked, is this about expectation? And Dirk, and that actually opened something up for Dirk. I noticed that you made a confrontation. So when you challenged him on the one hand, you have a fear of success, and on the other hand, you do want more. You made that confrontation. In terms of supporting, I think you could do a little bit more. Add some playfulness to it. So, I don't hear anything to take away from it. The voice is pretty much similar. Tempo is similar. So there is that sense of rapport that you've built. And so if you make fuller acknowledgments, then you can kind of start to really confront him with, so what you're saying is that you have a problem with people wanting more from you, and you're actually selling, and but right now you don't want that because what if you're not ready, and what if you know, what if your product may not be as good? So I really want you to kind of feed that back and let him see, okay, what, you know, what is it that I'm doing, so that he can really make a decision of, okay, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm ready to go, and that he can have a chuckle about it. So I think that playfulness would be really valuable to bring into the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In terms of listening at a level 3.5, I noticed that you, I noticed two extended silences. At a level 2.5, I noticed that you defined clarity of words twice. You asked about success, and then initially you asked about, okay, how do you know that it's fear of success? There was consistent okays and yeses and encouragers. I would have been interested to hear more about what he, because he said something about it not having to be perfect. So yeah. I would have been curious, perfect? Tell me a little bit more about that. And to also ask more specificity questions about the present state and the desired state. So what's going on? Someone comes up to you. You have an opportunity. It's an opportunity to sell more of what you're doing. And then what happens? In the back of your mind, you think my product may not be as good. I'm not ready. What do you believe about that? That's holding you back. And then get really specific about, okay, when you have this new belief, how will you know? You know, like getting more in the present state and the desired state, more details. So, but in terms of listening, that was the only thing that maybe you didn't hear, the word perfect. Other than that, nothing really that would take away from that for listening. Questioning, what I noticed is that you really stuck with the well-formed outcome and you really stuck with the what. And then when you got the what that it was really about, the belief, a different belief, then you went, okay, why do you want that? Where do you want that? Do you know what you need to do to get there? So you really went down the well-formed outcome funnel. I think, Larissa, you could have gone down the well-formed outcome funnel even faster. So once he said, oh, I want to believe, asking a little bit about, okay, so right now you don't have this belief? It makes sense, but... And then also, like, if you want to, so then you can just like check it off. Like, how much do you want this to be a belief right now? If it's, or how much do you want this to be a belief? Like at a level 8. Okay, where is it at right now? At a level 4. So then you can just work down. Like, do you know what you need to do? So like right now you have this one belief, but you want another belief. Do you know what you need to do to get there? Have you done that before? Can you change beliefs? So then you can kind of just check off all of the steps down to the evidence procedure, and then you can start coaching. So I think because you had, like, it was pretty clear, I think you could have set that up a little bit. Um, And then to take it to the next level for you would be to ask more questions about, like, figure out the strategy, for example, which is what I meant with, okay, so right now when someone comes up to you, this happens, and then you say this to yourself, and then you believe this about that, and that gives you, that means that you're holding back. And holding back means that you're not talking about your products at all, which means that you're not selling. So that would be the strategy. And that would be, that would take your questioning to the next level. And also doing some quality control. So how is this serving you? The way that you're, the way that you're thinking and feeling about it right now, that you're holding yourself back, how is this serving you? Does it make your life a party? So really getting the quality control in. Yes. Meta questions. You asked a couple of times, what do you think about that? What do you, the why question, what do you believe about that? So I think meta questions, you could do more of those. And that, and you will pick that up when you start asking. So the product may not be as good as it. So what do you believe about that right now? That the product may not be that good. You know, how is that a problem? Because I'm kind of there. I'm kind of curious. Okay, so the problem may not be that good. So what? That would be a really easy meta question. And then you can start layering and really get Dirk to that threshold point of, oh, wow, you know, this is what I've been thinking. And then he can also make a decision. Do you want that? Do you want to keep that? And really play with the motivation axis, for example. So that would take your meta questioning to the next level. In terms of inducing states, I think the main state that you induced is reflection. In terms, I think in for your next level, I think focusing on inducing states would be really valuable for you to take things to the next level. So using your voice more.
Yes.
So your voice right now is pretty monotone. And if you, if I would like to hear you talk more about, you know, when you give feedback and you're talking about, you know, so wow, you have people lining up to buy more of what you're doing. And if you could just get this out of the way, that holding back, and you could take on what you feel you could take on, and then you can let people know, like, okay, you need to, you know, get, you're the next in line, something like that, if that's what he would have wanted. What would that be like if you had that, Dirk? You know, to really start kind of leading out in that. I think you're ready for that, to take on the inducing states and make, you know, like, make it really painful where he is right now. Make it really, really, really attractive and compelling where he wants to go. So that would be my challenge for you.
Yes, I will.
Okay, any questions?
Yes, thank you very much, Femke. It makes a big difference for me. Yes, I started to think how I can do it next time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the point that I struggle the most, when I ask, have you done this before? For example, one say, I want to change my belief because I want to to sell more. And then I ask, have you done it before? And then they're a little bit, they don't understand. If I asked about, did before about selling or did before to change beliefs?
Yeah, so what he specifically wants is changing the belief. So
yes.
Whether he changes the belief about selling or whether he changes the belief about Santa Claus, it doesn't matter so much. It's the structure of changing the belief. So that's what you really need to specify for your client. Okay, so this is what you want. You want to change a belief. Do you know how to do that? Do you know what you need to do to get there? And that might be as simple as, well, I need to stop believing this, and then I need to start believing this. Do you know how to do that? And if a person doesn't know, we have the skills. We have the structure of how belief change works. So you could introduce that.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also say, have you ever believed something and then not believed something but believed something else? How did that work for you? So that you really fleshed out, okay, so this is what we're going to be doing. And if a person really doesn't know, then you can just say, okay, would you like me to teach you about belief change and see if it fits for you? Or you can just go ahead and do it.
Okay. But then it could be a copy to change this belief. To make
that?
It happen.
Yes.
Then, yes, okay. Hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Kristen, I see you have a question.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
And I wonder, because I was, in the beginning, I heard him say that he was doing well and people were coming to get more of his team coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And later in the conversation, he started doubting the quality on his coaching, and he didn't see the changes he wanted. So I was really curious how this was connected. So I wonder if I would ask about that, if to get lost in the content, because I was wondering why is people coming to him if he doesn't deliver?
Yeah, that would have been a great challenge.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah. You could have challenged him on that. Hey, okay, because that might have to do with internal reference, or, you know, there may be a pattern of discounting going on. Because he actually said, I don't see the results that I would like to see.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's more internal referencing than external referencing. So that's a great catch, Kristen.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Christian.
Yes, I have a question about the difference between validating and celebrating. And I noticed being opened is important. And it's the opportunity of flow. I wanted to make sure that I understood well. For me, the first one, be opened and it's important, was a validation. And an opportunity of flow is a celebration, or is it a validation too?
For me, that was just an acknowledgement of what he said. She didn't explicitly...
Just an acknowledgement, okay.
Yeah, she didn't
okay.
explicitly... like validate him as a person or celebrate something that he celebrate a skill.
Okay. So
yeah?
It was right to put to ask the question. I was not wrong.
Yes,
not,
yes,
not right. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Christian. Okay, so time for the next coaching session. We'll just, well, actually, we're like in the two. We have two on two. So Birgitta dropped off the call, but we have Christian. So we have an opportunity to have two people coach, and I'll be listening in on both of you and alternating. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create the breakout groups. Okay, so you're in breakout groups right now. Kristen and Christian, you are together, and Dirk and Larissa, you are together as well. So I'm going to put the timer on 20 minutes. I'm going to put all of you on breakout only, Mike, and take a moment to see who's going to be coaching who, and I'll start the timer for 20 minutes right now. Okay, time is up, everyone. I am going to dissolve the breakout rooms, so I'm going to do that right now. Okay, so I listened in a little bit on both your conversations, and what I noticed is that there is an increasing amount of structure in the coaching conversations, a lot more clarification questions, and also like staying with the well-formed outcome. So one of the things that I did notice is that, or that I would like to share, is if someone comes up with an outcome, sometimes also good to kind of challenge that outcome in terms of like, okay, you know, what's stopping you right now from just doing that? If it seems simple, you really want to know, okay, what's behind it? What, you know, what's stopping this person? So you get to a higher level. And that might take you to a different outcome that is more transformational than the first level outcome. So I just wanted to share that. And also to really, and this is actually specifically for Kristen. Kristen, I'm curious if you heard, so the outcome was on clarification of the picture, of a picture, or clarification on what's running. And at some point, he actually said, well, it is so fast and powerful that I can't see it. So that I noticed that you didn't address that, and I would have been curious, how do you know that it's fast and powerful? And what makes it powerful? Is it the speed? Is it something else? So that would have been really interesting because it was something that that he emphasized. So any questions with regards or anything that you would like to share, both coach and client, about the coaching conversations? Kristen?
Yeah, thanks for the feedback. I didn't pick up on that as you mentioned, and it's great learning. And actually, all the time I recognize that how important, how much work and training and practice it takes to be able to get out of my own way, because now I was kind of surprised by getting this specific order in the beginning of the year. We were so clear what we wanted, and then it put me a little bit off because I was prepared to this clarification of words. So, great learning.
Yes. Thank you, Kristen. And I think that's exactly like also if someone says like, oh, this is what I want, and it's very clear, then just go with that and also make the distinction between the outcome that someone says and the effect that it'll have. So what I notice is that sometimes coaches will start asking questions about the outcome, about the effect as the desired state. But when someone speaks, for example, about clarification of what's running, then that's the outcome and that's kind of like the desired state that you go with. And then you can ask about the effect, but that's the outcome that you're after. So sticking with that initially.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kristen. Okay, any other questions or comments? Dirk?
Just a comment from my side. I often have difficulty with confrontation. And if you lighten the discussion, if you put a little bit more fun in, then confrontation becomes so much easier because it's not harsh anymore. And I think that's what I found in the session that I had with Larissa.
Oh, nice. High five. Yeah, that's exactly the insight that I had as well. Like I had to get out of my own way with in terms of confrontations, and being playful about it still keeps the connection. So thank you for sharing that, Dirk. Okay, anyone else? Kristen?
I just want to wish you a really good treatment, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. I'll let everyone know how it goes.
Yeah.
All right, Christian, you have a question?
It was not a question. It was something to point out that a very simple question from Christine made the change. So even a very classical question had a very powerful effect on what happened. I wanted to point that out about what happened in the session.
Yeah.
Do you know how to do it? Boom, it was done.
What was the takeaway that you got from that, Christian?
Sorry?
What was the takeaway, the insight
that just asking the question, even if it's not a very complicated question, can have a strong effect, even with simple question. There is not a proportion between the complicated question, complicated answers. The chaos effect, a very small cause, big effect. That's what I would take away.
Nice. Okay, thank you for sharing that, Christian. So we've reached the end of our call. Next week I'm going to be on a plane, so we won't have any calls next week on Tuesday or Wednesday. And this Wednesday we won't have a call because I'm also flying. I'm going to Sweden. So we will be meeting 2 weeks from now. And it might actually be a bit later, around 6:30. I will let you know, 6:30 p.m. European time, because I'm 12 hours time difference. So that means that I would be at 6:30 in the morning. So that still works for me to kind of make it to the training room. So it's probably going to be around that time. So please adjust your schedule accordingly. I will send out an update before with the specific time. Meantime, I wish you a wonderful week, and I look forward to having you on the call again 2 weeks from now. All right, bye everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Subscribe to Change audio recording. With love and kindness, Femke Stoot.